belated happy birthday, and have you had your meeting with the quarterbacks yet?
Yeah, I did. Nick will be our starter, and hopefully we get Mike back through a full week of practice, and we'll be able to be the number two guy this week.
Your starter moving forward for the rest of the year?
Yeah, unless you know something I don't know.
What was the reaction?
They were both fine. They understand the situation, and Mike wants to contribute any way he can, and that's the type of guy he is. He's a great teammate, great leader. He's been great for Nick over the games he's been out in terms of helping him develop. And, we got a good situation. I think we have two quarterbacks and win games in the NFL, and I think you need both of them.
At what point did it become clear to you that Nick would be the quarterback going forward?
I was waiting until everybody was healthy before we had to make any decisions. There were no decisions that had to be made before this because Nick was the only guy we had. So.
Health-wise, is there anyone who's going to be limited or anyone who's...
The only guy who's not practicing today is Earl Wolfe. Everybody else is 100%. So.
You know, Mike said on the radio the other day how he said the way Nick has played would be hard for even him to take him out. Does it help when you have a guy who has that kind of mentality and that kind of team-first look at the whole situation?
I think they both do, and I think it helps our team overall because both those guys have great attitudes, and I think that rubs off on the rest of them. So I think that's a good point. But I think, it speaks to kind of what the team's all about too, and that those guys understand how this thing is put together, and that Mike is the same thing I told Nick when we met in August. It's the same thing I told Mike today. He's a chin strap away from having to go in again, and we need to get him back up. The big thing with Mike is he's missed a fair amount of time here, so we got to get him back up to speed.
Do you think in any way that it helps the other 10 guys in the huddle knowing who the quarterback's going to be going forward?
We don't huddle.
The other 10 guys on the field.
You're on your toes, right? I think this team wants to just win football games, and I don't think they get caught up in that. That's what's awesome about coaching those guys. So they would get a lot of confidence in Nick. They got a lot of confidence in Mike. So their job when they're out there is to go make plays and to do it, and we got two pretty good quarterbacks. So
does it help the staff with how Nick relates to the guys and how the guys in turn relate to him since he's become kind of the de facto starter?
No, I haven't noticed a change. I've noticed the same way he's been treated since he's been there on day one, which has been awesome. So.
You gave them off until today. Did he come back early? Has he been here doing anything on his own anyway?
No, everybody was out on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So some guys were running around the building yesterday, but I did not see him.
Is that something that you talked to the team about or just the quarterbacks? Or did you address the team?
I just talked to Mike and Nick, just like I did the first time.
In the summer, you had the full competition there. What did Nick show you in these past few weeks that you didn't see in July or August?
Well, he's played a lot more games, and you get a lot more body of work to see him play. And I said it the other day, I think he's done a great job of protecting the football and not putting us in bad situations. And when we have a shot and can take it down the field, he's proven he can do that. He's got a great command of what we're doing. He's a lot more comfortable in what we're doing. So it's just a kind of an ongoing process for him.
Well, Mike, get the normal allotment of number two reps.
Yeah.
As opposed to more to get him up the
speed. No, he'll get the same because we got to get Nick ready too. So
you had said back when Mike was your starter coming out of camp, he doesn't have to worry about looking over his shoulder. Is it the same here with Nick as far as if he has a bad game or so or things aren't good? And Mike
I've always believed you need to have one quarterback, and I don't think our guys are going into games worrying about if they make a mistake. I want our players to always play from a desire to excel, not a fear of failure. So just go out there, and I've told Nick every single thing. Every game we've gone, the only time I've told him before we've gone into games is go let it rip. Don't worry about things. So.
Your impressions of Arizona's defense, particularly Campbell and Dockett up front?
Yeah, there's a lot more besides them, and those two are really, really good. They've got a lot of experience, a lot of guys that have played a lot of years on the defensive side of the ball. Besides those two, you got Abraham and Chauncey, Dan Williams also. Tamu is another big guy in there when they're playing in their base package. I think Darrell Washington and Carlos Dansby at linebacker are two outstanding players that are playing at a really high level, and then one of the best corners in the league, and Patrick Peterson. Tyrone Matthews, a great addition out back. So it's a formidable defense, and they're playing really, really well right now.
They blitz a lot, too. Have you faced a defense that blitzes as much, and how do you think Nick has done against the
Blitz? Percentage-wise, we have. It just depends on what they actually choose to do going against us. Some teams have blitzed a lot before, and then in our game have chosen not to, and then they've stayed with it. So they match up with some of the other teams we've seen from a blitz percentage going into the game. So it'll be interesting to see how the game plays itself out.
The challenges facing on the offensive side, Larry Fitzgerald, he's had pretty good games against the Eagles historically.
Yeah, he's one of the receivers in the league, but I think the emergence of Michael Floyd next to him is is really what I think lends some balance to him, so that you just can't say, hey, we're going to take this guy away. I think one has 50 catches, the other has 49 catches, you know. So they got two good running backs in Ellington and Mendenhall and Carson over the last couple of games, and they're on a four-game winning streak, has really started to play really, really well. So I think he got there. You know, Bruce is there. You know, a lot of change in that program too. So it's guys starting to get comfortable with their scheme, and they're starting to hit stride, and they're one of the hotter teams in the league right now. So we got to work cut out for us.
Shortly after you were hired, I think you met with Todd Bowles here just to get a feel for him. Do you remember what you thought about him? Did you guys kind of discuss just football ideas and what you came away with?
Yeah, it wasn't that long a meeting. It was a short meeting. I think he was actually maybe already headed to Arizona at the time. So, you know, I had a good conversation with him. You know, he's got a really good football mind. You know, he had some really, really good ideas, but I think that was kind of a foregone conclusion by the time I had gotten in here.
Chip, what really sticks out about Bruce Arians and the success he's had over the past year?
He's winning football games, and that's what this deal's all about. You know, you get judged by your one-loss record. He did a great job last year, you know, when Coach Pagano got sick and took over for the Colts and kept that ship going in the right direction. And you know, you watch that team play, you know, a lot of you could have gone two different ways in that situation. And I think he kind of rallied the troops and kept them together. And you know, starting to see the same thing now in Arizona. You know, they've got four straight wins, and they're really starting to play really, really well.
When you look at where the run game is right now, do you feel like LeSean is having to deal with defenders in the backfield too much, or are you happy with where the run game is?
I don't think any running back likes to deal with defenders in the backfield too much, but I don't see that occurring at a high rate. So,
Deshaun is becoming a much more well-rounded receiver this year than previous seasons as far as third down, red zone, things he really wasn't much of a factor in his first 4 years in the league. Did you have any preconceived notions about him when you came here as far as what he could do in your offense? And are you surprised at all that he's been a contributor in those areas?
No, I mean, preconceived notions. I knew he was really, really fast and really good with the ball in his hand. So, you know, we as a staff had to put him in situations where we can put him in positions to make plays. And whenever we've called upon him, he's done it. So I don't, you know, I'm not a – he can't play in the slot. He's played inside for us. He's played outside for us. He's plays in the red zone for us. He's a tough matchup because he's just very difficult to cover in a one-on-one situation.
Is having Michael Kendricks back change things or help things defensively?
All those guys are back. So, it's, you know, we're back to, you know, he's back. Bradley Fletcher's back. You know, there's a lot of guys that were nicked up, banged up, that they're 100% healthy and, or, I mean, 100% cleared for practice. So we'll get out and get a chance to see him run around. But obviously, it just adds to your depth. You know, Najee did a good job of filling in, but Michael's been was really coming on before he got hurt. So, you know, it's a good situation to be in with getting him back, Fletch back, and some of those other guys that were nicked up.
Is he still a couple weeks, or do you think he might?
I don't know. I just know he's not going today. So, you know, and I don't anticipate him going this week, but I don't know exactly how long the timetable is.
You feel pretty good about where you're sitting here going into week 12, and you're pretty healthy. You feel like that's a good situation health-wise?
Yeah. I mean, you got to have all hands on deck, and I think it's a – it is a good situation. You wish you had a role with it, but besides that, you know, the guys have done a really good job of taking care of themselves and putting themselves in position so that when we get back out there today, everybody except the role will go. So,
Chip, I know what your approach is. The most important, the only game you look at is the next game. Mm-hmm. Is it hard, or do you have to say anything to the players to keep them focused to not look at the finish line with only five games left?
Finish line means nothing if you don't take care of it this week, so it doesn't. I mean, I think it's very obvious to everybody involved. I mean, we've already lost five games, so we can't put ourselves in a situation. There is no leeway. So, I mean, we're a one-week operation, and it's just about the Cardinals, and the way it should be. You know, I think too many people can get caught up in the stuff where what's going to happen down the road and who's going to be here, and then you always get surprised. So, I mean, there's a million examples that you can point to, but when we meet, we meet to talk about the Arizona Cardinals. So if I have to explain to these guys that we need to not focus on them and focus on somebody else, I think they would think I was crazy. So I think they've got a good mindset, and I think they're in a good spot right now. They seemed excited at the team meeting this morning, and we're ready to get back to work. So
you mentioned Carson Palmer, probably playing at the highest level since his early years in Cincinnati. What do you see from him, and maybe as opposed to early in the season when he was struggling a little bit?
I think sometimes when you look at those guys, it's just getting familiar with it. You know, it's a brand new system. getting familiar with your receivers, getting comfortable with those guys, and you know, really, and a lot of times for us, we're looking at basically to get our number of snaps that we need to get from a breakdown standpoint. You're looking at the last four games, and over the last four games, he's played outstanding. So,
at the time that Mike went down, were you open to the possibility that a change could occur, and at what point did you become convinced that this was the way to go?
I wasn't open to anything. I was just pissed off that Mike was hurt. So I didn't say, this is interesting. Let's see if we'll open this up again. It's like, I hope we can get him back, you know. And then Nick went down. So, you know, I think everything's on. And then Mike went down again. So, you know, I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it again. You got to think about it on a one-week basis, and that's it. Because the long-term in the NFL is 1 week. So.
But this is more than a one-week thing.
Well, I hope he. Yeah. Let's keep that going, okay? Don't jinx him. So I'm going to blame your ass.
So then at what point did it become – at what point did you become convinced this could be more than a one-week thing for Nick?
I'm not convinced it's more than a one-week thing. As long as we can continue to stay healthy, we will. But when you can predict the future, come talk to me. We'll go to the racetrack together.
Let it go.